Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Kiddushin Nuntes, Kiddushin 59a, pagination is 117. We'll start on the facing page where the perek begins towards the bottom of the page. Ha'omer lachaveru, a person told his friend, Tzei v'kadesh li isha plonis, go and be mekadesh for me, a certain woman. He specifies which woman. And this friend went and was mekadesh the woman for himself. Mekudeshes lasheni. Indeed, she is mekudeshes to this second man, to the friend who took the initiative and was mekadesh her for himself. Drop down to the Gemara. One line up, Ha'omer l'chaveru tzei v'kadesh, this case that this messenger dropped his messengership and acted on his own behalf. Tana, we learnt regarding that case, Masha asa asui, what he did is done, Elasha noag bo mineg ramos, but his behavior is regarded as trickery. It's improper behavior. Not allowed to act like that. V'tana didon holach nami diktani holach birambaus. And the Gemara maintains that our Mishnah also agrees that this is bad behavior, even though the Mishnah presented it as if it's something that happened. It's an occurrence. It doesn't say anything about major sanctions about what happened, but the Gemara maintains that the Mishnah agrees this is wrong. Let's move on to today's daf, Kiddushin Nuntes, counting down from the top of the page about 10 lines. The last word on the line is Ravin, and we'll see a number of examples of this principle, which is referred to in general sense, Ani Hamahapich Bacharora, a poor person who is making an effort to acquire something and somebody else interferes. As we will see, even though the first examples that we're seeing is where someone was appointed as a messenger on my behalf and they acted improperly, but this law would apply even if the person wasn't appointed as a messenger and simply goes ahead and interferes with the efforts of a person to acquire something for himself. Ravin Chasido, Ravin, who has this title, a righteous one, so the story was particularly striking that he should act in this way. Ozel l'kidushe le'itza levrei, he went out to be mekadish, a woman for his son. Kitcha l'nafshe, and when it came down to it, instead, he was mekadesh the woman for himself. V'hatanya, didn't we learn, Masha asa asui elasha noag ba minigramos, that what he did takes effect, but it's considered trickery. How could Ravin Chasido act in this way if he was supposed to be acting on behalf of his son? And the Gemara answers, lo yahavu an nehele. He went and tried on behalf of his son, but the family did not agree. And therefore, being that that wasn't going to work anyway, he decided to be mekadesh the woman for himself. Asks the Gemara, Iboile le'odue, he should have at least notified the son that the deal fell through before he acted on his own. Sovar, he thought, adahachi v'hachi asa inesh acharina mekadesh la, he was worried that someone else might come in the interim and be mekadesher, and therefore he had to act quickly. It seems from this Gemara, even when the deal falls through and you're totally in the right, you're still supposed to notify the person, perhaps, so that they don't think that you did the wrong thing and have hard feelings. The Gemara continues with another story, this time regarding real estate. Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Yoiv Le Zuze L'Rav. Rabba Bar Bar Chana gave money to Rav Omar and told him, Zovno Neli Lahai Aro, go buy for me a certain parcel of land. Ozal, Rav went, Zovlo Lenafshe, he bought the parcel for himself. V'hatanya, again the question, Masha Osa Osu Yelashanog Bal Minogramos, we have a principle that what you did is done, but it's considered trickery, it's wrong. And the Gemara explains, Baga da Alimi Have, it was a particular area, a region, that was controlled by tough people. L'Rav Noagi Beikovod, to Rav they respected, and they were willing to sell him the parcel of land for himself. But L'Rav Bar Bar Chana Lo Noagi Beikovod, to Rav Bar Bar Chana they did not have that degree of respect. And as Rashi explains, they don't let just anyone buy in their area, and therefore Rav was not able to do it for Rabba Bar Bar Chana anyway, and therefore the deal fell through. So he did it for himself. Again, the Gemara asks, he should have gone back to Rabba Bar Bar Chana and notified him. Sovar, but he thought, Adahachi Vahachi, if I get delayed, Asa Ina Shacharina Zavinla, someone else will come and buy it. And therefore, being that he was in the right, the deal fell through anyway, he did not have to lose his opportunity to buy the parcel for himself and to notify Rabba Bar Bar Chana at a later time. We mentioned that this law is going to apply even if the person wasn't appointed as a messenger, but was simply trying to acquire it, we're not allowed to interfere. Now, this halacha is brought in Siman Reish Lamed Zayin, where there is discussion how far we take this law. Does it apply only when you could just as well buy a different piece of land somewhere else? Or would it apply even if this is an awesome deal? And does it apply, as the expression is, ani hamahapech bacharara, a poor person who's trying to get a good deal? Or would it apply even by an usher, by a wealthy person? All kinds of different ways to analyze each case, but the basic law starts from this story. Rav Gidl av mahapech be'ahi ara. Rav Gidl was trying to buy a certain piece of land. Ozel Rabbi Abba Zovno. Rabbi Abba went and he bought it first. Ozel Rav Gidl. Rav Gidl went. Kavle l'Rav Zeira. Ozel Rav Zeira v'kavle l'Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. Rav Gidl lodged a complaint. Omale. So they said, Hamtein ad sheyale etzlenu l'regel. Wait till he comes to us by the holiday, and then we'll have a face-to-face discussion as to what it was that he did, and let him know that it's wrong. Kisalik, when they finally got together, Ashkechei Omale, and they asked him, Oni Mahapech Bacharoro. If you have a person, the expression is, who's poor, and he's trying to get a certain thing, Uvo Acher, and another person comes, V'not Lahei Menu, and grabs it from under him so that he can't get it. It may all be legal, but he was trying to get it. Mai, what's the halacha? And Rabbi Abba answered, Amale Nikra Rasha. He's called a Rasha. He's a wicked person. You're not allowed to act like that. So they asked him, well, if that's how you hold and you agree with us in theory, that you're not allowed to do what you did to Rav Gidl, Velamar, my time of Arachi. So why did you do that to Rav Gidl? Amalei, Rabbi Abba answered, Lo hava yadano, I didn't know that he was trying to buy it. So they asked him, Hashtanami nesvaneh leimar. So now, let's try to rectify the situation. Amalei, Rabbi Abba answered, Zivune lo mizavni nolo. I'm not willing to sell it. Da'ara kamaisa here because it's my first purchase. V'lam nesamna milsa, and it's not good mazel to sell the first purchase or at least under these circumstances, he didn't want to sell it. Iboy b'matano nishkale. If he wants it as a gift, I'll be glad to let him have it as a gift. Rav Gidl onocheslo. Rav Gidl didn't want it as a gift. Dichsiv v'sone matanos yichye. The pasuk in Mishle that he shouldn't take gifts. Rabbi Abba lo noches lo. Rabbi Abba wouldn't use the property. Mishum dehafich bo Rav Gidl, because now he found out that Rav Gidl had been trying to get it, and he realized he had done wrong, inadvertently, but he did wrong, and he didn't want to take the parcel for himself. He wasn't going to build a house or something on it. Lomar noches lo. Lomar noches lo. So Rav Gidl didn't want it because it would be a gift, and Rabbi Abba didn't want it because he had done wrong to Rav Gidl. Neither of them went on to the land. Omiskaria ara derabonon, and the land became called belonging to the rabbis. The Talmidim, the students in the yeshiva, were able to benefit from the land, but these two rabbonim, because of this inadvertent violation, had no solution, and they both refrained from benefiting from the land. The Pisrei Tshuva in Reish Lamed Zayin Beis discusses if halachically there's really such a concept. If someone b'shogeg went in and took the property and violated this concept of ani hamahapech b'charora, is there really a hakpada that bidyeved after the fact that you have to be so diligent and give it up or try to rectify it? And he suggests that it's a midas chatsidus, that's going beyond the letter of the law. But there is this concept of not violating somebody else's efforts in trying to acquire something, and we would know exactly when does that apply in halacha lemaisa, in practical law. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.